With my friends Maddie, Sous Chef Johnny, and of course Celebrity Chef Pogo, and he's going to make us an excellent meal today. Pogo, what are you making for us today, my friend?
So for this morning we have some fresh made orange juice I'm going to make by peeling the oranges, having the peels sit in sugar to create sort of a simple syrup, and then we're going to turn it into juice. We are going to have some baked beans with pork belly.
Ah. Oh, fuck yeah.
And we're going to have some eggs Benedict.
Oh, my favorite.
English muffins. And I hear tell there's some French toast as well.
Excellent. All right. This is our first non-dinner episode.
Yeah.
Very brunch. Excited for a brunch.
Yeah. Brunch show. Sober.
Well, so far, you know, we'll see how it goes. How's the wine situation? There you go.
Yeah, we did well.
But we did start the day with a delicious cup of coffee, and now homemade orange juice, which I don't think I've ever had before.
No, sounds fancy.
Now, this is even better than fresh squeeze. This is like a whole rigmarole.
Yeah, it's up a notch from your fresh squeezed orange juice, using the peels, which have all sorts of extra nutrients and oils and flavor.
Okay. So, could you eat an orange peel? It would be good for you?
I would think it would upset your stomach, maybe. I don't know.
Stick to the
I'll
inside
never try.
Of the orange. No. Today won't be the day. Stick to the inside of the orange.
Yeah.
All right.
Honestly, I couldn't give a fuck. Just get me at the beans.
What did I do with the oranges?
The oranges, they're all over the counter.
Right there in front of you, bro.
No, the peels.
Ah, yes.
So, you can see now already.
I got a picture of that.
Oh, yeah.
Technically, it should be a good few hours. We'll see what it looks like by the time I'm done cooking everything. I'm going to say it's going to be good enough.
All right.
But technically, if we let this go the full length, all that sugar crusty, you can see, would turn to liquids. And this would literally be like little strips of orange candy.
Have you heard of that? Have you?
No, this is all new.
Yeah.
This is great.
I mean, I like candied orange. That's delicious.
This is going to be a delicious orange juice, I think.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, so well, that sits. What is your brunch history, Popes? Do you make a lot of brunches yourself, or is it a special thing once in a while?
I don't eat a lot of breakfasts. I generally, unless it's like a weekend or people are over or something, I'll make breakfast. Otherwise, did a bit of breakfast cooking in my days in the restaurants. I'm not a huge fan of cooking up hundreds and hundreds of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done it.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't even know why I'm asking, but this is going to be a homemade hollandaise, isn't it? On the Benny.
Sure.
Oh, no!
Yeah, so as far as recipes go, this isn't recipe heavy. I'm not making the breakfast sausage. I'm not cutting a pork belly.
Mm-hmm.
It's all pretty much just cooking items that are ready to go.
The show is called Cooking with Pogo, so we're right on track.
A lot of pacing happening, though. Not a lot of cooking.
Well, there's salads.
There's salads?
Wow.
What do you mean salads?
Here's the bacon we got.
Ooh, yes.
Nice, extra thick bacon.
Cool.
Very good.
Not maple flavored crap.
Yeah, have you ever been a fan of the flavored bacons?
Breakfast sausage is, again, not the maple flavored crap.
Good.
I've never understood maple flavored anything. Like, it's not that I dislike maple flavor. It's just, you know, it's not real maple syrup. It's maple flavor. If you wanted something soaked in maple syrup, like a sausage, cook your sausages in maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Agreed. Yeah, the addition of sort of fake flavors to meat, I
Well, why did the coffee file a police report? Because it got mugged.
Okay, so talk us through, sir. What's your steps here?
All right, well, I'm debating here because technically this is going to happen quickly once I get going.
Yeah, I do see a huge pile of food just ready to go.
Yeah, I got a huge stomach ready to go
too. Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to start with cooking the pork belly.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's technically going into another dish.
Mm-hmm.
Beans.
So, there we go. So what's the difference between pork belly and bacon? Isn't it very similar or no?
Very. It's really just thicker.
Okay, because it looks like the same.
And
yeah.
It's not been smoked.
Yeah, and it's not been smoked or cured or what have you.
Right.
It's just raw pork.
It's just raw pork belly.
Okay,
but
fair
it's
enough.
It's delicious. It's got that fat. Oh, the fat's amazing.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've actually had beans with pork in it. This will be good.
I did pork belly on the barbecue once
mm-hmm.
with some kind of Asian spices on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, delicious.
Turn it nice.
Yeah. Crispy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just while Pogo's getting prepared here, I'm going to go into my phone again and look up, again, Facebook messages from the fans. Keep them coming. We love them. Today's question actually is from a previous guest of the show, Nate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Nate says, I'm dying to make dinner for my lady friend, mm-hmm. but I'm a terrible cook. Is there anything easy you would recommend I try?
Perfect.
I mean, there's tons of easy meals. Pastas are super easy.
Mm-hmm.
I
imagine he's trying to impress her with something.
A good
kind
spaghetti
of okay.
or a good spaghetti meatball.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Homemade meatballs, of course, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want the store-bought ones.
No.
I think he only has one plate, though, doesn't he?
That's true.
Yeah,
get that guy a second plate.
He might run into problems when it comes to actually cooking things.
Yeah.
But you know, pastas are easy. Any roast is easy. You just season it and put it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And try not to overcook it.
Mmm, that's the trick. Well,
that's some good advice. Maybe we should get Nate on the show back again and make that.
Should I cut this layer off?
Like a guest cook.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting episode, though. We get someone on who wants to learn some hands-on things and actually stick them in the kitchen doing things.
Chef Pogo lesson episode.
Because I'm only here learning by observation. I rarely get my hands dirty at all.
Yeah.
Oh, we're always in for a good time when there's some meat sizzling in the kitchen here.
Yeah. And, of course, Chef Pogo will be allowed to berate and harass at will.
Yes, I think that would be the part
that's
of the
fair.
Teaching. Yeah, that's,
absolutely.
You're here for the lesson. You're going to get lessoned.
Sous Chef Johnny enters the kitchen.
Good morning to you, Johnny.
Good morning.
All is well so far?
Yeah.
We've got meats sizzling. We've got coffees.
Yeah.
Fresh made coffees.
We've got a promise of orange juice.
Mm-hmm. And we got a pogo in the kitchen, so we're right on schedule.
What meat sizzling?
Ah, good. Here he goes. Here he goes.
Pork belly.
Oh, it's not done in the oven?
Into the kitchen with suggestions. So once he makes the hollandaise, I'm going to have him talk me through it, because Eggs Benny is one of my favorite things, but I never make it for myself. I only get it out. So to have homemade Benny, this is very exciting.
Yeah, I've never made it.
Mm-hmm. I only ever used to get it out, too. In fact, I like Eggs Benny so much now that we've got the poacher. We've had Eggs Benny for dinner, two or three times now.
Oh, so this is well practiced.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
good. Excellent. And what goes on the Eggs Benny? Do you do bacon or anything on there as well?
Yeah, I normally do bacon with maybe a slice of cheese, but it's not necessary.
Nice.
And then the egg and then the hollandaise.
Excellent.
Cheese is always necessary.
I'm in for the cheese. The, I was going to say, I went to a restaurant once, it was a barbecue place, and they had pulled beef Benedict.
Oh,
it was incredible.
Yes.
It was like a brisket, but
yes.
Brisket on the Eggs Benny.
Instead of bacon?
Yeah, very good.
Was it on top or below?
It was below the egg, I believe.
Fancy steak and eggs.
Yeah. I had another one once, it was salmon, but I wasn't as keen on the smoked salmon on the Eggs Benny. I think that's a classic, but no, not for me. I know you're fishy.
I don't eat
at
all.
No.
I don't eat anything that comes out of the water. Not even vegetables.
What if a cow fell in and then got back up?
Well, that's different.
Okay. Just check it.
I don't even like capers. Fuck them.
Capers?
Yeah.
Ooh, I love a caper.
So this is the pork belly that's going into the beans.
The sound of that pork belly frying.
Oh, the smells of the meats.
Yeah.
So we're having three meats again today. This is great. I love the cooking with Pogo, three meat meals.
Oh, amazing.
Fantastic.
It's all the same meat, though, this time.
It is true. It's three different types of pork, I guess. Yeah.
Well, they all come from the same animal?
No, I'm
Okay, so the first meat is off the stove, and you're putting it in the oven.
Yes.
And now we're moving on to the sausage course.
Oh, amazing.
All right.
Oh, wow, we've got eggs, Benny, but there's also sausages.
Jesus.
And bacon.
And beans.
And I was going to make French toast.
Wow.
Do you want French toast or no?
I don't know if we're going to need it, to be honest. This looks like a lot of food.
Overkill, but fuck you, right?
Okay.
I go for the savory over the sweet anyway.
Eggs, Benny,
like
beans.
The stuff.
Oh.
Because French toast, you put the syrup on it. It's more of a sweet thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm sticking to this.
I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Sit back and enjoy, man.
Enjoy, yeah.
How's it going, Chef Bogo?
Good. We got the sausage in the pan, just browning the sides before throwing them in the oven as well.
Very nice.
And then the bacon, of course, is just going to go straight in the oven on a baking sheet.
Cool. Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's looking a little hot.
What's happening, Pogo?
I'm waiting for the oven to continue heating.
Should we put some coffee on while we wait?
Ooh.
We could.
I wouldn't say no to
that already.
Do you want some help, or...?
Yeah, you want us to try and get involved?
I don't know.
Okay.
Too many people in the kitchen get irritated.
Fair enough.
Cool. We'll sit back then.
Oh, there's the music of your oven.
Cool.
Okay, so I am seeing the oven opening. Oh, Pogo's flipping various meats. Okay. So this is the finishing of the meats inside. And did I hear you have a poacher to make poached eggs?
Yeah, just those little cuppy things.
Because I've tried to do poached eggs by hand in boiling water.
Oh, yeah.
Useless.
Never been able to do that.
No,
it's vinegar,
just,
right?
It just looks like a nebula of egg afterwards.
That's mine, yeah.
I've been successful with it when I have a box of 100 eggs to go through.
Yeah.
I'll get quite a few, you know, I won't waste too many.
Yeah.
But when you're working with just a dozen eggs, and it's like, you screw up the first two, it's like,
yeah, you give up.
All right, fuck this.
Yes, scramble, great.
Scramble.
Yeah.
What is the science behind it? I know there's got to be vinegar in the water. But
it's either vinegar or salt.
Because it has to stay at the top, right?
Because basically you want it to float.
Yeah.
Rather than hit the
bottom.
I got
one of those little things that you got with the little four things and you fill it with water.
I'm interested to see this thing.
Huh?
I got a little saucepan, you fill it with water, and it's got four dishes that the eggs go in.
Ours is just a little disc that we sit in top of a frying pan.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Are you making two each or one each now? Because I originally talked you down to one each because I was having French toast.
I still think we're having lots of food, but
yeah.
We can always have a second round if people are still hungry.
Oh, don't forget the hash browns.
Whoa! Okay, if there's three meats, hash browns, and eggs, Benny, and sausage, I don't think I need
one
French toast.
One round sounds fine.
One round sounds enough. And beans.
Yeah,
so, beans, hash browns, eggs, Benny, and sausage.
Fuck. We're serving more items than dinner.
Well, this is our first brunch episode, so we're going big.
By the way.
Okay.
What are you dicing up there, bugger?
The pork belly.
So is it actually, it's already cooked, it just goes in the beans once the beans are getting cooked too?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
What kind of beans do you have?
Standard.
I was going to say, Maddie's a bit of an expert when it comes to beans, so.
I've had them all.
Yep.
Okay. It's just the standard, original.
Compliments? Oh, no, points.
Nice, all right.
My parents bought beans the other day from when they came down from Farm Boy. They were jars of beans.
Yeah. Wow.
But jars of pork and
they
beans?
Looked like a it looked like
beans?
A relish jar, but it was baked beans in it.
Fancy fucking beans.
I was
going to
say, that sounds like something for Maddie for Christmas.
Yeah.
A basket of beans. Glass
jars
of beans.
Oh,
well, bean of the month club, you a little jar of beans every month.
Yeah, I can get together with other bean folk.
But it's Farm Boy. I guess they have a little bit more variety than your standard grocery store.
Yeah, they're probably $5 a jar as well.
Yeah.
I still swear by the best baked beans are the no-name baked beans and tomato sauce.
The yellow and a yellow sticker?
Those are the best.
That's funny, eh?
So thick.
Yeah.
Like, you have to sometimes get a spoon to get them out.
Nice. Nice.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's a shit
ton of... What?
It's a shit ton of pork, he said.
It's going to be pork with a bean.
Yeah.
So what are you doing now, Pogues?
Adding the beans.
Okay. Beans in a pot? Now, Poga, can I see the pile of pork that's going into the beans?
Let's see this.
Oh, it's already mixed in.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Oh, I'm hurting.
Really?
From what?
From last night.
Yeah.
We didn't have that much. Just had a few tins.
Yeah.
A couple of glasses of wine.
I think
that was the most I've had since.
Where are you hurting the most?
got the sweats.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, you're wearing a bunch of layers, and you're in the kitchen.
True. Yeah. Yeah, we're cooking.
What are we waiting on now? There's bacon in the oven?
Yeah, I put the bacon in the oven. The beans are heating up.
Well, then you should start the home fries, the hash browns.
Oh, because they're probably frozen, right?
Yeah.
What about the English muffins?
English muffins need to be toasted a little.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a toaster?
Yeah.
Oven toast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you doing the hash browns in the air fryer?
Yeah.
Nice.
Now this is cool. It's funny, air fryers were on one of the lists of like top pandemic purchases. I guess the world went bananas for air fryers this year, yeah. Just like the appliance that everyone's like, oh, I'm getting one of those.
Yeah. I don't know enough about what you can do in them. It's more than just chips and chicken, right?
Yeah, I imagine. Taquitos.
Yeah. Can you put veg in it?
Yeah.
So what do you get out of it? If I put a bunch of carrots in there, what would I get?
Yeah.
Roasted carrots?
Roasted carrots. Faster than we did the double baked potatoes in there.
Oh, wow.
It's like
it's
way quicker than it came up. Perfect.
So it's just like a speed cooker, like you'd have a professional in the professional kitchen. Those convection ovens.
Yeah, it's like a convection oven. Right. It's super small.
Right.
Yeah, I imagine it doesn't take like I got it because I haven't had toast in for fucking ever. Because our toaster died. I didn't want to get another toaster. I wanted to get something, if it was going to take up counter space, I wanted to be something decent. And originally I was thinking of toaster oven.
Yeah.
Because I loved that one when I had one.
I love my toaster
fucking
oven.
Great.
Yeah.
But then I started looking into air fryers, and it's like, okay, is that a bread setting for toast?
Okay.
That'll work, but if you don't do toast from frozen bread in there, it dries a fucking fart.
Mm.
It's almost like a scone.
So you need the frozen bread.
You need to go from frozen to give still has some of that fucking softness to it because air dries it the fuck out.
Right.
It could just be the timing, but like if you don't put it on long enough, it doesn't have any brownness to it. So it's like I'm eating a completely white piece of bread, but it's crunchy on the outside. It's like this isn't toast. This sucks.
Are you going to do the poaching part?
No.
No. But I thought the device makes it easy.
Well, I guess I have to make the hollandaise.
Oh, yeah.
Timing is perfect. Wow. If you don't get the timing right, you end up with a hard boil.
Oh, my God.
So how do you make hollandaise sauce?
Yeah.
We have 2 pieces. My good nature.
This one came in a package.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not hard to make, but...
there you go.
Like the old bread sauce.
Yes.
Right. It would have needed like a bunch of extra ingredients.
What is it
made of?
What is it?
Powder.
Yeah, I know, but like our chefs used to make it from scratch in the pubs, but I don't
like
know what.
Eggs and oil. It's an emulsion, right?
Yeah, it's basically hot mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With a few extra herbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now this could be trouble. We've lost Chef Pogo. He's left the kitchen. Things are happening. Do we need to get involved? Johnny?
I think
is
he's playing.
Is the holiday sauce done? No.
He's just resting. All right. Rest up, my friend. We'll keep an eye on things.
I could flip those.
Maybe we should just... Should we try the live video? See how many people join?
We could. Those people.
I'm taking pictures of me.
Oh, no, I just thought we'd see what you were cooking.
We're doing live video.
Hash browns.
Hash browns, cool.
Oh, I could have another shower.
Hey, Chuck Conn joined! That's awesome. Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's great. Has he said hello, though?
Yeah, I waved at him.
Okay, good.
Hi.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck. Say hi to Chuck Pogo.
Hello!
Amazed.
Take a picture of the food that's being made.
Oh, yeah, show Chuck the food.
Okay. We're going in. He says, great musings.
Yeah.
Ah, good.
Absolutely. Alright, let's see what's happening over here. We've got some bangers. Just come out of the oven. We've got
got some bubbly butter for the holidays. There's pork and beans in there.
Oh, there's a dice.
And there's shit going on in the oven, but we can't see that. That's just half of it, Chuck. There's more, but it's, my sister is online now.
Let's see if I can...
Chef Pogo at work.
What else? My measuring cup.
Yeah, can't find his measuring cup. Hi, Amanda.
Hello, pal sister. Is that a whisk with the hollandaise there?
That is a whisk.
All right, we're whisking the hollandaise. All the meats are in the oven.
How you doing over there, Pogo?
Everything's ready but the bacon.
Well, I know why Pogo's sweating in this kitchen. It's 1,000 degrees in here. I guess we've got burners and air fryers. And...
You open a window?
Yeah.
Crack a little window. I get a little...
My parents pay for that.
A little touch. All right. Woo. Get a little air in here. There we go. Okay, so the kitchen has gone quiet.
Yeah,
what's happening in here, Chef Pogo?
I'm trying to figure out what games he won the trophies for.
Oh, I see. Huh. But there is a brunch on the go.
Yeah.
Do we need to stir?
Is it now?
Well, I'm not sure. Do we need to stir or?
I just need the bacon to be done so I can go on the eggs.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's it. That's all. It's English muffins. Have they been toasted a little?
Kind of hard to toast them while I'm still cooking the bacon.
Mm, true.
Bacon.
True, true.
Oh, why? It's too high?
Or not high enough? I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know how you typically toast them.
Well, when I put it in an air fryer at 380 degrees is the max that it goes to for toast.
Oh, that's how you do them?
Well, sometimes we need...
Sue's Chef Johnny enters the kitchen.
Oh, the best.
He looks like he's on top of the hash browns.
Yeah, he's going to raise hell, you know it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so he's thinking the hash browns need a minute and a flip. All right, Pogo's using a bunch of burners and the oven. This is going to be good. Glad we opened that window just a touch.
Yeah, yeah, get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Bacon looks almost done.
Yeah, almost.
So, do you always do the bacon in the oven, Pogo? Because I think when I do it, I usually do it in like a frying pan, but that doesn't... Is there an advantage to the oven?
Parchment paper, you fucking peel it right off the paper instead of it sticking to a pan or anything.
Less mess, I guess.
Yeah.
Less mess, more even cooking, less smoke.
Ah, yes, that's true. We've had a run with no smoke detector going on.
I know, right? You have to put a fake one in.
Yeah, I got the sound somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not shaking.
The air fryer's complaining.
Yeah. Sous Chef Johnny saw it out there.
I think he kind of told it to shut up.
Yeah. What about the orange juice? How are you going to do that?
Yeah, it's occurring to me it's not going to be ready in time.
What is that?
Because I kind of got to pour boiling water into it.
And chill it.
And then chill it.
Okay.
I have some regular orange juice.
Sold.
Going to have little demi tasses of it.
Yeah.
Little breakfast mix size orange portions.
I knew I should have started it last night, but damn it, I got intoxicated instead.
I'm obsessed with your squirrels.
There's a lot of squirrel activity.
There's tons of them. I've never seen those little orange fuckers before.
They're a breed that have migrated up from the States, and they attack anything.
And they're shitty.
They're super territorial.
Oh, man.
But they sound hilarious. They're like, me, me, me.
I love it. I just have mad respect for squirrels,
but
the way they just, like,
see them run in,
go through
and
branches
all the other
and trees.
Squirrels run away.
Yeah. They fuck off.
And yet they're, like, 3 times larger.
So we're just having one post-day eat, so that means I only need to use 2 buns, right?
Yes, 2, 4.
2, 4. We each have a half.
No, we can each have a full English muffin.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Oh, and then you put butter on the other one?
Yeah. You need the top and the bottom, yeah.
Sure.
But
then I can't do it in the air fryer because it won't fit. So do it in the oven then. Oh,
that looks good.
Okay, so this is the muffins. I always want to call them egg McMuffins. English muffins. English muffins. The McMuffins just in my head.
Yeah, just used to those things.
At home, I make what I call a Mike Muffin, which is basically the exact same thing, but made fresh with love.
Mm-hmm. You make bread for fresh?
No, but I'll like, you know, I'll do the egg the exact same style as a McMuffin with cheese and, you know, yeah, maybe a little bacon or something.
Do you mic it?
Do I mic it?
The egg. You microwave.
No. I have a little thing.
Little disc thing, right?
Yeah, that
yeah,
makes the
I've
perfect.
Seen those on,
yeah,
on Amazon.
Turn
had me that way too.
Well, it turns out the stupidest thing about me buying that is I learned immediately. Oh, you can just use like an old tuna can or anything, cat food can, yeah, like just anywhere. There's circles, there's metal circles everywhere. But I bought this silly thing with a handle.
Okay.
But the handle is so hot you can't even hold it, so
right,
it's kind of stupid. But
I've seen a disc that you sit inside a frying pan.
That's this one.
Yeah.
That's what this does.
Handle.
Well, it's got a little, it's just, but like I say, afterwards I read, well, just use any old can. It's
well, like
the same job.
Clean out the can, put
yeah,
the egg inside the can.
Yeah, but with no bottom. So you cut
oh,
the top and
you know,
the bottom.
Some
right,
people
right,
do, they use onions. It's an onion ring.
Oh, God.
That's delicious. Then you've
no,
got a nice onion around your egg.
Ah.
Perfect.
Pass.
Yeah. What do you do for the meat on it? Do you get like a little slab of ham on there too?
Yeah, whatever I've got in the house. Maybe
yeah,
it's bacon sometimes. Could be pea meal, a little ham.
I do like having little egg sandwiches. We should get one of those rings.
Dude, you got 2-4 cans of cat food downstairs. Tuck them out and you got 4 things. You gotta rinse them first.
I'd rather just buy a ring.
Okay.
They're aluminum.
Oh, okay, maybe that's not good.
Yeah, aluminum's not the greatest.
Right.
And they're lined with something as
there's
well.
There's some weird coating and some sort of paint layer inside of it. I wouldn't
definitely take my advice. Okay, so this boiling water goes into the orange mixture. But this, you have to chill and it won't be ready in time.
You're going
to
burn your hands if your fingers are on the bottom of that bowl.
True.
Amazing. Good advice.
Johnny from across the room, no less, saving Pogo's fingers.
Ow!
Oops,
yep, there
almost,
you go.
Okay. Well, we were close.
It wouldn't be an episode without a burn.
Okay, so does that go in the fridge to chill or...
yeah, I guess.
Or freezer? I guess freezer would...
Put some ice cubes in it, maybe, or will that dilute it too much?
It'll probably dilute it.
Well, did you measure the water that you put
just
in?
Just put it outside.
Hell yeah.
I'm worried that you're not supposed to put something
yeah,
super hot in your fridge, because
no,
it'll
yeah,
reduce the ambient temperature of the
yeah,
fridge.
It's
yeah,
it.
Oh.
And that's the number.
Sorry, increase the ambient
yes,
temperature.
Right, yes.
And then anything in there that's heat sensitive will spoil.
Mm-hmm. No, it makes sense. Oops, something's beeping.
It just means the air fryer's done its job. It's just reminding me.
Oh, nice.
Cool. I'm hungry.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking. I'm looking
this
forward to this.
This is gonna be a fucking another feast.
I'm ready.
Oh yeah.
Watch out!
Oh, Sous Chef Johnny, he's on a mission. Okay. The multi meats. My goodness.
Oh, this looks amazing.
Now, have you guys decided who's doing the poach yet? This seems like the trickiest part of the whole thing.
I've always done it and it's come out hard boiled, except for 2 out of 4 eggs worked.
Ooh, I don't like those odds. I do not like those odds. So, folks, I think you're in
last
charge.
Second, so as soon as we're ready,
yeah,
as all the, like, we'll set up the plates with all the stuff, and then
I'll crack the eggs.
Crack the eggs into the dish, and then... As those poach, we'll slap the beans, we'll slap the bacon, and everything. We're putting cheese on our.
I do not have any cheese slapped.
I do like cheese on my breakfast.
I don't want mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Yeah.
Or cheddar.
Probably
well,
cheddar on
marble.
The, oh, yeah, I'll take a marble if that's
I
cool.
Cut more.
Oh, sorry.
What's the proper word for marble cheese?
I'm waiting to hear.
Colby.
Yeah.
Colby cheese. Colby cheese. Okay.
Is it ready for me to do eggs?
We gotta set up a plate somehow.
Yeah.
Bacon looks done, dude. Oh, fuck.
Alright.
I can help with cutlery and plates putting out if you like.
I turned the oven off. We don't need it.
Alright.
Cool. Sous Chef Johnny taking control.
Well, what is this?
That we're not using, because I don't want to cook 2 different kinds of eggs.
Why is that?
Because if it's not as good as the other eggs, people will be jealous of the better eggs.
But they won't know.
Won't they?
This bacon needs to get good.
These ones from Walmart often have two yolks. It might be quite obvious. What?
Get the Ziploc bag for this bacon. I need area, so can we clean up this bacon?
You need to be perfect fucking toast.
No, I'm
getting hangry.
I'm just getting hangry. How are you getting hangry at breakfast? You never eat breakfast.
I'm going to call this a brunch, though. I'm not calling this breakfast.
No, brunch is a completely different arrangement of foods.
What, brunch?
Yeah.
Which is this, right? Nobody makes Egg Benedict for breakfast. That's a brunch thing.
That's a breakfast thing.
Brunch, you gotta have like a carvery.
What's that?
It's like when you have like a roast and you just cut off like roast ham and roast beefs.
You think that's what brunch is?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And mimosas. And
that part I'm into.
Pancakes, crepes, waffles.
Too much. Too much. Oh yeah, we definitely don't need French toast.
Why aren't you lifting it up instead of grinding?
There's nowhere to put it.
You can hold it in your hand.
I'm not holding a steering pot.
We have oven mitts.
You didn't count bacon very well. You're a terrible bacon counter.
Uh-oh.
Someone only gets two.
Well, we did it all, didn't we?
No,
because there wasn't enough room in the pan.
Oh, that's fine. We'll make do. Dude, there's three types of meat, for God's sakes.
Johnny likes good math.
He does like his good math. That's true. He's almost like an engineer at this.
Yep.
Very into the data, into the numbers.
Yep.
Pogo is more of a fly-by-the-seat-of-his-pants type.
Yeah, more of a kind of conceptual artist.
Mm-hmm.
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 Okay.
I don't want shells in mine.
Oh, yeah, if that's a request, I'll also have no shells. Whoa, such a skilled hand.
I know. He's done that before.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that was my absolute worst restaurant job ever.
Yeah, I've heard you say it several times, you just do not like cooking eggs. I guess en masse it's a real pain in the butt.
Yeah, like it's like I've got a double wide flat grill. And here.
It's part of the pattern.
Colors in there. Oh no, I'm ruining it.
Yes! I'll show Maddie. Excellent! The eggs are organized. Which means that can be recycled and get right out of your way. You guys want me to do utensils or plates or anything?
Yeah, maybe the table clear.
Okay, let's see what's on the table here.
The table.
Oof, it is smelling so good. Yeah, Egg Benny is one of those things I always order at restaurants. I never make myself. I go roti like that, pad thai. There's some things you should just have at a restaurant.
Cook!
What?
He's yelling cook at the eggs just to give him a little nudge.
Whoa!
You're good.
Woo!
I'm in the way.
Yeah, I was looking earlier and then I realized I'm just stumbling about in the way of the experts.
Matt was terrible at his four times tables. Fuck.
Uh-oh. The math is not good.
You made 3.5 cash
this brown. Person, that's you, the bad person at math. You got the least amount. One less piece of bacon, one less fucking...
It's only fair. I mean, he did do all the cooking.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's do math with Pogo.
Math with Pogo?
Oh, it's getting there.
Math was never my strong suit. Count me out of that show.
I dropped out of math, but now it's pretty much all that I do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
I dropped out in grade 12. I never made it to grade 12 math.
So, would you miss out on, like, calculus or, I don't know, like... Who cares?
Algebra. Well, you'd have done those already, but...
Trigonometry is...
Okay.
White on top.
Oh, white on top eggs. Here we go.
All right.
This could be what we've all been waiting for. Woo! Four perfectly poached eggs.
We did.
Yeah,
okay,
good. Not ready yet.
Oh, they're not ready yet.
What? Steam them a little bit.
They're ready.
Yeah.
Have a look.
Use use something like this to get it out, maybe.
Get out of my way, maybe.
Oh, you don't turn it upside down?
For fuck.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
I just put the hollandaise thing in the orange juice.
You poured the hollandaise into the orange juice.
Come on.
What the?
So, no orange juice.
So, wow. Okay.
You put the whisk in there.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that would be... Okay, well, you know, maybe we'll skip the orange juice for today, then. I feel bad, though. You worked so hard on it.
I know.
All right, Johnny's serving us up.
The beans are going to be the hottest on the plate.
Beans are going to be hot like the sun.
All right.
Woo!
Everyone grab a plate. And bring
all right.
Sweet.
Whatever you call it.
Pictures?
Joe Pepper.
Yeah, it's on the, to the right of the stove.
No point in taking a picture of mine. It's so small.
What? Holy cow. Oh yeah, this is photo worthy, boys.
All right, and we didn't bring any extra toast.
Oh, there's more toast.
The other half of the...
Oh, right.
Ketchup in your hollandaise.
You heard me and saw me, sorry. You know what I'm gonna do though, I'm gonna get the sausage in it.
Right.
This looks incredible.
There's more hollandaise if anyone wants any.
Thanks.
Mm. Did you spill some beans?
No, a little bit of Frank.
Oh, everything's so good. Holy cow. Mmm.
I'll have a bit of ketchup there. Like
oh, yeah. Pass that food sauce stand up. Mandy there. Oh, it's got it.
Yeah. Pass the butter when you're done.
Well done, boys. Cheers. Holy cow.
I didn't do anything.
Well, I think the recording will
you
say otherwise.
You played it.
Wait, what?
You played it.
Mmm. An important part.
Technically, it's the most important part. I brought a butter knife.
Oh. That's okay.
Boys.
Mmm. These beans with the pork, amazing. Mm-hmm. Sausages are great.
Hot!
It's all hot.
Beans are like lava.
The mine aren't. Although my body feels like lava.
Ow! Now that is a perfectly poached egg.
Oh, is holy. It?
That one right there. Look at that. I haven't had mine yet, but that one is.
Look at mine.
So good. Oh, perfectly poached. This might be one of the best Bennies I've ever had, by the way. It's incredible. Mmm. It is good.
If it's not runny, it's just like,
If it's not runny, it's just like,
And I hate runny eggs.
See, I don't like my
eggs
too cooked. Like, I hate hard-boiled eggs because I don't like the yolk when it's that solid.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No,
I like my eggs a little runny. Just a touch.
But like that's why I'm hit or miss with the Scotch eggs, because it's like, if it's not runny, fuck off.
I like to cook them all the way through when I make the Scotch eggs, because then you can just keep eating them. You just put them in the fridge and heat them up later on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Mm. But they do taste completely different when it's runny.
Yeah.
When you do it when you make them per order and have a runny Scotch egg, it's quite a bit better than Scotch eggs.
That's like a fancy Scotch egg.
Yeah. Fancy. Fancy runny Scotch egg.
Yeah. Made to order.
What time we have a French toast?
Can you imagine if there's French toast on top of it?
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, geez, guys, I am stuffed. That was incredible. Maddie, comments?
Bacon was cooked to perfection. Eggs Benny. Eggs was runny, delicious.
Sausage. Hash browns.
Yeah.
Woof.
Beans were out of this world.
Amazing.
Ready for a nap.
All right, let's do a little tidy up. And,
you didn't get half of your pork.
I don't like chewy meat.
It's more of a jerky man. And I'm not going to lie, most times I see a live show, I go,
can we just
this
pass
sucks.
To the best part?
It's like, God, yay. You're not good at editing when you do edit, and now you're not editing.
It's fucking live.
Awesome.